This is Liz Scafidi from UN News. One of the major challenges in eradicating the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of the Congo is the threat from numerous armed groups preventing health teams from reaching at-risk communities. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Dr. Michelle Yao from the World Health Organization explains how the agency is deploying helicopters to remote areas as it adapts to the volatile situation.
What we are doing, we are trying to readjust our strategy to at least continue to provide services, because what we have to do is a difference between communities, resistance, acceptance. It seems that the community want the intervention, but around we have armed group that prevent us to reach this community. So we have started with an air bridge to have access to Biakato. Since yesterday, we started vaccination where people came from these villages to receive a vaccination. But the ideal will be for us to actually move toward the village to be able to have a deep assessment to see how far the virus has spread to, and to make sure that we continue to have a strong community-based surveillance that can help us to early detect and also provide a full range of interventions, including vaccination, safe burial, decontamination, and others.
But how can you do this given that insecurity in these four health zones as opposed to the 29 that we've seen affected by Ebola to date since it started last August in the Democratic Republic of the Congo? How much can you actually achieve given that you've got limited access with just one helicopter going in, what, once a day?
What we did, I think we have now more than a year of operation, so we actually rely on the communities. Of course, they cannot do some of the specialized interventions like vaccination that is more complex, but they can do actually safe burial, for example, decontamination. So these interventions, we actually shift them into the community, safe burial, community decontamination of household, as well as the surveillance system. But what they cannot do is a deeper investigation, also the vaccination, as well as a safe referral to a treatment center, because when you are detected earlier, you have higher chance to survive within the treatment area.
We're talking about four health zones. How big of an area is that, and how many armed groups are there still active in that region?
It's difficult to provide statistics on the armed group. We were told by at least the expert more than 30 armed groups operating there. But the thing is that these armed groups are not well structured. So it's difficult to see who is in charge or the chain of command so that you can undertake efficient discussion for access. So it's one of the big challenges that we have. But this group, most of them are embedded in the communities, because for them it was a mechanism to protect themselves against some other armed group, but some of them have turned into a kind of robbers or trying to perform some other activities against the same community. So difficult to say. But these areas are quite large. If we take the Ebola-affected area, the three provinces, Ituri, North Kivu, and South Kivu, just comparing, is more than two times Burundi, Rwanda pulled together.
How about the four health zones that are still affected now?
The four health zones that are still affected is still a big area. To move, to give an idea, like one of the cities, and the access is also bad in terms of road, is in the forest where we are operating now, in mining, illegal, most of them mining areas. It takes, for example, from Mangina to Biakato, 1.5 hours to reach the place. Yes, there is the distance, but also geographic access with bad roads.
So 27 cases in the last week, almost three times the number of the previous 3 weeks. How close are we? I know it's a difficult question, but how close are we to closing in on the end of Ebola in DRC?
In Ebola, of course, the numbers are scary, but if these numbers are coming from one location, and at the same time, if these numbers are coming from the same group of person, it's a good sign. At least you can, it's sure that you can detect them.
Which is the case mainly?
It is the case mainly. The cases that we have are coming from few chain of transmission. So if we can control all the contact, vaccinate them, and perform all the activities, including contact follow-up for 21 days, it's a good sign. And the progress, we can notice the progress from the fact that we move from 29 zone to only 4 zone. So we are getting closer. If you look at the map that was totally red in the past, the map is maybe three-quarter green now. We have only one quarter in red. That's kind of where we have to really put our effort. It's why we are appealing for all the enabling activities, including security, including even support to the communities that are suffering also from a humanitarian crisis. So we are appealing for other sectors to actually do their part, and then it will help us to really control this outbreak.